It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, hello, folks. It's good to talk to you again. We had a great day at the cotton market till the end, and then we sold off at the end, but we still ended up with a little bit higher on the whole crop. New crop did have a good week. We keep staying within this same trading range. We've got July and December around 64 and a half cents, holding that 64 and a half, 65 cent support level fairly well now. I think that will continue to be our pretty decent support area. July, of course, is headed to first notice pay. It's all but gone. So we'll be looking at new crop fairly soon and just new crop contracts. What we're seeing now internationally, it's very unusual to have weather problems in all the major growing regions, yet that's exactly what we're saying. Of course, we've talked about the Texas floods and all the problems there, and estimated that there's over a million bales now that's lost in Texas. That's bales, not acres, due to flooding and wet weather and delayed plantings and so on. That can only grow. Of course, you know, if we turned off just literally this week and had absolutely nothing but great weather literally for the remainder of the season, then that would turn that around. But the odds of that happening, we just play out the normal situation for the remainder of the year, and all of a sudden we're off a million bales from where we would have been. That's certainly supportive of the market. Additionally, we're seeing near record heat throughout the entire cotton region of India, along with a monsoon season that's the weather, the rain, the moisture has been slow to come, and it's predicted to continue to be extremely slow in that area. We've mentioned that a couple of weeks now, and that continues to be a major concern to the market. You move up to China, we've mentioned that for several times about the weather situation there, either cold, wet, or actually some freezing area there, and that continues to be a major issue. So, well, the crop in the world's three largest producing areas is in some fairly difficult situation. We've mentioned California still remains behind schedule, and again, that's a choice of the crop mix as opposed to weather situations. But with selling water rights, it's logical to think that we'll have some additional acreage loss there. I think probably as we move down the stream, we begin to see some improved signs for demand. 2 weeks ago, the housing starts that came out, and historically that's been the number one predictor as to movement in demand. Housing starts increased, and first time in a good while, we can put a couple of those months back to back. All of a sudden, then we can start talking about enhanced demand. So all in all, with respect to demand, we had a very good export sales week. Pima, Upland, both. We had very good exports, over 330,000 bales. So the market seems to be finding considerable support here at 64 and a half, 64, 65 cents, that area. Still keeps our eyes wide open for a significant challenge in the upper 60s for new crops. And then, as I have mentioned several times, they're still very favorable toward moving up to the 70 cent level basis new crop. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck. Dry out. Get the seed in. Thank you so very much.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.
Every year, more Texas corn and cotton farmers are switching to drip irrigation, and when they do, they trust the company that pioneered drip irrigation 5 decades ago, Netafim. At Netafim, our focus is simple, developing innovative field-proven products that increase yields and reduce cost, resulting in more profitable farming. Contact your local Netafim dealer, visit www.netafimusa.com, or call 888-NETAFIM for more information. Netafim. Grow more with less.